good looking. What you got cooking, sir? Sexiness, that's what.
As the music plays, allow me to set the scene for you. It's the early 1980s, and like many junior high schoolers, I'm watching SCTV. I come across a band that's making its debut in a parody of To Sir With Love. In an answer to the age-old philosophical question, what did Bob Geldof do became a philanthropist, I present to you March's record you should own, the best of the Boomtown Rats. Oh, how I yearn for those early MTV days. In those days, the Boomtown Rats absolutely ruled. They're one of the first bands to use videos exclusively. They're one of the first Irish bands to gain popularity. They're one of the first punk bands to gain popularity. And their only minor hit was I Don't Like Mondays, which was a song about a school shooting. However, I'm not going to play that song only because it gets played quite a bit. The Boomtown Rats really, in my opinion, were not much of an albums band, but they had some really good songs. I'm going to play an excerpt for you of two of them. One is Rat Trap, which sounds like nothing more than Ray Davis fronting the E Street Band, and the other is She's So Modern, which some have compared to God Save the Queen. I'll let you give a listen, and I'll let you decide.
Billy don't like it living here in this town,
he said.
Trapped up in the wrong line before he was born,
he said.
Hold back the dust behind all the closed doors, and puss and grind ooze from its scab-busted sword.
Just screaming and crying in the high-rise block.
It's a rat trap, Billy, but you're already caught.
Hey, you can make it if you wanna, or you need a bad enough. You're young and good.
It would be easy to see the Rats as being musically derivative. They're not very original, but that's not a bad thing. As you can hear, what they tend to do is to mix different styles, putting a different vocal style and a different musical style. Bob Geldof is also one of the more literate and incisive writers. I'm going to play for you a little snippet of a song called Banana Republic, which sonically sounds like a reggae song, but lyrically is more of an indictment of Ireland as much as it is tropical politics. It's one of those songs that you really can't see YouTube writing or performing. Give a listen.
Banana Republic, set to God, screaming in the suffering sea, sounds like crime. Everywhere I go, yeah, everywhere I see, black and blue uniforms, police and priests.
And now what to do, you wonder, while you're sleeping with your home, sharing beds with history, it's like a liquid run of souls. 40 shades of green, yeah, 60 shades of red. Heroes going cheap these days, price a bullet in the head.
There have been greatest hits compilations of the Boomtown Rats before, but the Best of the Boomtown Rats really succeeds by featuring some lesser-known songs. I'm going to play a snippet of a song that came out in 85 called Dave. It was originally released in England, but because American audiences, thanks to the infinite wisdom of record executives, could not understand a song about a friend trying to talk someone out of committing suicide, got rewritten and re-released several years later as Rain. Never mind the big 80s production, but just give this song a listen.
A lucky dreamer, I set the scene. The white survivors, why so mean? The golden moment, the blinding dream. It's all over, that's the truth. I see you bleed. I know you feel the squeeze.
This is an anthology that I think anyone who loves good 80s music, bands that didn't get a fair shake the first time around, or even just plain good solid songwriting would enjoy. This year is unique in that Palm Sunday is on a Sunday, and St. Paddy's Day is the following Monday. Now, if you're very religious, you could worry about it, whether you should go out drinking the night before, or... But the best way to celebrate both holidays is to purchase this CD and listen to it nonstop. The only major omission, in my opinion, is that it does not include a song from their second album, and the song is called Up All Night, which has a nice little hip-hop rap vibe. I'm going to do something that I rarely do on the podcast. I'm going to include a complete song, with the warning that, actually it's not a warning, it's more a request, that you please, after you listen to the song, click on the Amazon link on the blog, or head down to your local indie record store and purchase this fine CD. So once again, this is March's Record You Should Own, the best of the Boomtown Rats on Universal, and until next time, as always, please support your local indie record store. Thank you.